And joining us with more about this, David Mark, senior editor at Politico. David, good to have you. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Good to be here.
So what the government's case going into this didn't necessarily seem that strong to start with. Is there an indication the government might put Edwards on trial again? What's the speculation from the folks you're talking to?
We don't know yet for sure. Obviously, they've got to review the legal findings. And after all, a mistrial on 5 out of 6 counts tells you there's some real problems with the prosecution. But we do know that senior Justice Department officials were sitting in on the trial watching what was going on. So I think they're going to be scrutinizing this and seeing if it's worthwhile or not to go forward.
How important, David, is what the jurors will start to come out and say? Will that play a part in what the prosecution listens to, and do they want to see what direction perhaps the jury was headed in?
I think the prosecution team, the government officials in the Justice Department are going to be asking these jurors, if they can get to them, about why there was such confusion late in the day over the mistrial versus the innocent verdicts that they gave in. And I think there's going to be some questions about just sort of what happened there, and also why it took so long, 7 or 8 days, to reach these conclusions.
Does this case make campaign finance law even more murky?
Probably so. This case was kind of a stretch to begin with. These sort of transactions go on a lot at lower levels. Usually they're not so dramatic. They don't involve presidential candidates, multimillionaire heiresses who are 101 years old, that sort of thing. These were kind of rich details, but there are ongoing questions that federal prosecutors are looking at about what exactly is a campaign contribution versus just a regular gift versus everyday political transactions. It's kind of a murky area.
All right, David, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you.
David Mark, senior editor at Politico.